For though we love both the truth and our friends, piety requires us to honor the truth first. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hakju. It is not easy to describe the word piety. In the Quran, it mentions various ways to mean, because it is like being God-conscious or being God-fearing, to being pious, being careful, and heeding God's call, and having self along Islamic lines. The first usage, piety, is at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the book in itself, the guidance for sure. For those who practice piety. In the following verse, the features of a pious person are described as those who believe in the unseen, establish regular prayers, spend from what God has given them, who believe in the Quran and the Holy Scriptures that came before the Quran. In the fifth verse, their reward for being pious is described as they are on the true guidance of their Lord.
I am Mohammad Habibi, Executive Secretary of the Third International Festival of Resistance Art. The concurrence of the Basij Week and the Muharram, as well as showcasing artworks in which the messages of Hazrat Zainab, peace upon her, on the culture of resistance and sacrifice were relayed, are among the blessings of this festival. As it is said by leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, no thought or meaning would go down the history unless it is mixed with the language of art. So if the knowledge of resistance is to find a place in history, it needs to be viewed from the artistic perspective. I have to confirm this spiritual and aesthetic experience in the Iranian contemporary art has come to fruition, and the artists in this historical period in Iran can intelligently and competently present the world with the best part of this theory.
Thank you.
I'm really delighted to announce if the contemporary artists model themselves after the pioneers of sacrifice, martyrdom, selflessness, good behavior, insight, patience, hard work, and seriousness in both intention and deeds, and then move on to put those ideas into practice and make pure efforts in understanding human beings. The Iranians' art will be able to present the world with visual, spiritual, and cognitive manifestations of this great nation.
Welcome back. This week's site that we would like to introduce to you is called Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences. If you know of sites such as these that we have previously shown in our program that are for sure authentic and good, please don't hesitate and send them in for us. We would definitely like to share it with the rest of our viewers.
The CRCIS has hitherto produced tens of software programs in different fields of Islamic sciences, such as the Quran, interpretation of the Quran, doctrines, hadith, Islamic jurisprudence and its principles, philosophy, Islamic ethics, Islamic mysticism, logic, rijal science, history, Islamic world geography, literature, biographies, and bibliographies. The center has also offered complete works of scientific centers, foundations, great personalities, and scholars of Islamic Seminary and Noor Digital Library software template. The center's products are known as Noor Program among researchers and users. Other activities of the center include establishing various information websites on different fields and publishing religious and scientific information and resources on the internet. Noor specialized magazines and Noor digital library websites are two great examples of the center's internet products. For more information on the achievements and products of Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences, you may visit its website at www.noorsoft.org or www.noorsoft.org.
Introduction to Advertisement and Exhibition Activities of the CRCIS. Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences was established in 1989 with the aim of utilizing information and communications technology in promulgating and disseminating Islamic rich culture. Benefiting from its specialist personnel who are experienced in both spheres of Islamic sciences and computer knowledge, so far, the center has been successful in providing Science Research Society in the country and abroad with varied software programs in different Islamic science fields. Such works as establishing information banks of Islamic sources in fundamental centers of science and culture, mounting exhibitions of information dissemination in the country, and continuous participation in international societies of information dissemination so as to present Islamic digital sources are considered among services of Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences. The center has organized 7 national exhibitions of Islamic sciences software, 3 specialized seminars on computer and religious sciences, and some several unveiling ceremonies for introducing newly published Noor products until now, all of which have been welcomed by the researchers and specialized on Islamic and some several unveiling ceremonies for introducing newly published Noor products until now, all of which have been welcomed by the researchers and specialized on Islamic and computer sciences. Such activities have had considerable effects on developing the culture of using computer and Islamic sciences software. The center has also organized special gatherings to present Islamic sciences software to thousands of Iranian and foreign scientific figures, including scholars, intellectuals, officials of cultural institutes, politicians, and Hausan University lecturers. Because of direct connection with and participating in national and international informatics and advertisement societies, the center has gained some 300 prizes and citations. Tens of commendations from different national and foreign exhibitions and seminars, 20 citations and 5 times recognition as the Servant of the Quran in International Quran Exhibition, the 3rd place in the category Fundamental Researchers, as well as a prize in Khwarizmi International Festival, several commendations from different countries, especially Arabic and Middle Eastern states in the field of electronic culture and heritage, and finally World Summit Award 2009 are among the honorable rewards and titles acquired by the center during many years of non-stop endeavor in processing and enriching Islamic texts and producing religious software. Since Noor products are so specialized that include mostly Hausan University researchers and scholars as audience, the center has attempted to establish several information banks in seminary schools, universities, and some research centers to facilitate the researchers' access to the programs and services. Information banks provide a proper environment for the researchers to do their research activities using Noor programs and educational packs. Therefore, cultural institutes, research and educational centers, study halls, libraries, seminary schools and universities, which are equipped with computers, are proper places for the information banks to be implemented and used by the students and researchers. Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences has introduced its products on a global scale by establishing some 600 information banks in the country and over 500 banks in 80 foreign countries in order for all Muslims in the world to have easy access to Islamic data and software.
Assigning value to essential acts of goodness over rites and rituals, illustrating that true of goodness are not results of merely conforming to the forms of religious rituals, but consist of acts of goodness towards others. Living a life of service, bearing suffering with patience, and overcoming fear, to say that piety is not about facing east and west is significant in Islamic context. As important as it may be, it is, however, not as important as being a good person. Sharing one's substance with those who are near to us, wayfarers, and needing refuge and free of others from all sorts of bondage is to embody the essence of religion, which includes not simply believing in, but being faithful to God and His angels, His prophets, without distinguishing some as more important than others, like also imams, and recognizing an external accountability for our actions.
My Ummah, my Ummah, he will say, Rasulullah on that day, even though we've strayed from him and his way. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, let's struggle, work and pray. If we are to bring back the glory of his way. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again, let's become whole again. Proud again, 'cause I swear with firm belief in our hearts, we can bring back the glory of our past. My Ummah, he will say, Rasulullah on that day, even though we've strayed from him and his way. Look at where we were, look at where we are, tell me, is this how he'd wanted to be? Oh no, let's bring back our glory. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once
Now let's go see this artistic report together. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm Puryo Hazobe. I was born in 1984, and I got my bachelor's degree in painting from the University of Surrey, and I graduated in 2008. I have continued painting ever since. This exhibition is titled The International Stockists, which includes works of art by Iranian artists as well as artists from Turkey, Spain, the United States, South Africa, and also Pakistan. Our first exhibit was held in 2010 in the Iranian House of Artists, in which only paintings by stockists in Tehran were showcased. The difference of the current exhibition is its international aspect. We have held exhibitions in Spain, Lithuania, and the United Kingdom during these years and hope for this trend to continue. To give an idea of what the sale of these works is about, I have to give you a brief prologue first. Stockism is an international movement founded by Charles Thompson and Billy Childish in 1999 after publishing the Manifesto of the Stockists. The manifesto reflects the focal viewpoints of the movement, the most important of which is to promote figurative painting in opposition to conceptual art. It's not formal style, namely, there is no definitive framework for the technique or visual aspects of the artwork. The formal features of other techniques such as Cubism, Impressionism, and other techniques enable you to put paintings into different categories based on their appearance, but this is not the case with Stockism, because Stockism is a heart-to-heart commitment the artist make. There are three manifestos agreed upon by Tehran and international Stockists. That's why you see a variety of paintings with different features and forms in this exhibition. You might come up with the question, how could these works fall into a single movement? The answer is, each of them has a unique personal conflict and takes a look at its own personal life. They have their own visual strategies and solutions, but when it comes to a heart-to-heart commitment, painters have already made a deal. I took part in this exhibition by showcasing 8 small-sized works in which I've used watercolor and oil pastel on paper. I limited myself to small-sized works during the past years. To me, it's a battle to do away with the size of the artwork for painters and artists. The auctioning issue should not leave any impact on painters. Small and big artworks have their own special features. For this reason, I prefer to participate in this exhibition with very small works. I've named these works sandwiches. They remind me of the days I was a student and used to go to southern Tehran with a friend of mine for a stroll in the dark and dingy back streets and come across different people. People who had dark faces because of narcotics. As time passed by, we decided to show these people in our paintings. We used to see strange people in tea shops and sandwich outlets in those back streets. As soon as they saw us, they would come and sit beside us to relate the story of their life. This painting shows one of those people. He was addicted to heroin, and I sat beside him, and as he was eating dinner and he told me about his life, when I got back home at night, I painted his picture. I hope I've shown his black life, as dark as it was.
To this part of the program, which is personally my favorite, which is reading emails from our dear viewers regarding questions and comments and just everything in general about the show. Our first email is from Shirin, who emailed saying that your episode about forgiveness was very good and very touching. Thank you so much. Second, our email is from Surush, who emailed saying, I would like to definitely see an episode about Persian culture. It would be nice if you were just a little bit more specific because there's a lot of culture and maybe one aspect of culture or one city of culture. If you would like that, we would consider it. Our third email is from Khatere asking if it was possible for the show to air at different times. We realize that sometimes it's late, but you can catch the show online also if it's hard for you to watch it on TV. Our last email is from Kathy, who emailed saying that I was happy to see the program about patience. Living in the capitalist societies definitely renders us to be impatient. The program was a good reminder of why patience is so important. I definitely agree with that, and the purpose of our programs are for this, are for us to be reminded of such important things in life. So once again, thank you so much. We're happy if our program has a good influence on you, impacts you in a positive way. Thank you so much again for sending us emails, and don't hesitate. We look forward to reading more and more in the future. Thank you. If you would like any further information regarding our program, you can visit our site at english.sahartv.ir. There we've uploaded our previous programs, and you can even watch them live if you would like. So please don't hesitate and visit our website regarding any information.
Every Wednesday on Sahar TV, you can watch the program called Exhibitions at a Glance, which is a production of the London Bureau. My colleague, Alireza Bahmanpour, introduced the exhibitions which were held in London and also interviewed with experts and specialists about the latest products. Some of the exhibition booths were about the internet, surgery, electronic commerce, media, allergies, and biochemical engineering. In this program, you will become familiar with the latest development about medicine. Friday on Weekly Scope, the host of the show took a look at the week's headlines. Some of the main headlines covered were: Egypt expels Turkish ambassador over remarks by Prime Minister Erdogan. UN envoy urges US Congress against new Iran sanctions. Pakistani parties block NATO supply line. US drone strikes kills 7 in eastern Afghanistan. Twin explosions kill 7 in Pakistani's Karachi. Russia sees real opportunity for Iran nuclear deal. Hamas, we will not break ties with Egypt despite disagreements. And in Syria, Syrian minister survives attack on car. Lebanon confirms ID of embassy bomber. These headlines were covered by the expert of the show, Imad Rizk, political analyst. And finally, every night you can watch Interpretation of the Holy Quran, which is hosted by Sayyid Muhammad Musavi, an Islamic scholar. He interprets the Surah Baqarah, or the cow, which is the second and longest chapter of the Quran. This surah was revealed in Medina. It is also considered to be one of the first chapters revealed after Hijra from Mecca to Medina. The chapter comprises of 286 verses and includes the single longest verse in the Holy Quran. The surah addresses a wide variety of topics about law and retells stories of Adam, Abraham, and Moses. Peace be upon them all.
We hope that you've enjoyed the program thus far, and thank you for being with us until now. Stay tuned for next week's program.